Welcome to you all to our worship today. Wherever you are, whoever you are very welcome. Today I am particularly pleased that my friend and colleague Fiona Ogg, minister at Acarachal and Ardnamurchan, is leading the reflection. And at very short notice, she also agreed to record the prayers for today. Over the last few days, I've been feeling a bit under the weather with some toothache and had some emergency dental treatment today and still feeling a bit sore and raw. It's good to be with you. I'm hoping that I'm feeling a lot better for 11 o'clock on Sunday morning when we're also having our Zoom service. And if you don't already have the login details for that, then please be in touch. And I look forward to being able to interact with some of you at 11 o'clock for our Zoom worship. For our video worship, enjoy. Know that we are together and we worship our God. I'm also very grateful to Mike Whitten from Kilhohan, who has recorded a number of pieces of organ music for us for some of our hymns. And we begin with one of those today as we listen, as we sing along. And if you're following in the hymn book, it's at CH4, number 540. I heard the voice of Jesus say.
We start our prayers with a prayer of approach and of thanks. We remember that God is so much more than we can ever know and that we are awed by his presence. Let's pray. You invite us, Lord, to come to you. You open your arms in welcome. You ask us who are weary and burdened to come and you will give us rest. We know that when we unburden ourselves upon you, you will replace those burdens with a lightness of heart. Help us to come to you in humility and to lay down our burdens at your feet. Thank you, Lord, that although you created all there is, you still care for us and that you welcome us, and that you do invite us to leave all these things behind. Help us to remember that, Lord. Forgive us for the times that we don't welcome others, that we put our burdens on others. Help us to trust you that things can change. Forgive us when we don't see that others can change too. In our worship, Lord, help us to see you, and help us to see you in other people. Help us to bring our prayers for them to you as well. We ask this, Lord, in your name. Amen.
The reading today is from Matthew chapter 11, beginning at verse 16. Now, to what can I compare the people of this day? They are like children sitting in the marketplace. One group shouts to the other, "We played wedding music for you, but you wouldn't dance. We sang funeral songs, but you wouldn't cry." When John came, he fasted and drank no wine, and everyone said, "He has a demon in him." When the Son of Man came, he ate and drank, and everyone said, "Look at this man. He is a glutton and a drinker, a friend of tax collectors and other outcasts." God's wisdom, however, is shown to be true by its results. And continuing at verse 25, "At that time Jesus said, 'Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you because you have shown to the unlearned what you have hidden from the wise and learned. Yes, Father, this was how you wanted it to happen. My Father has given me all things. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and put it on you, and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest. For the yoke I will give you is easy, and the load I will put on you is light." Amen.
Good morning. Nice to be with you today. For those who don't know, I'm Reverend Fiona Ogg, and I'm minister at Aharacle and Ardnamurchan Parish Churches. I'm going to be giving the talk today, and it's going to be about the theme of everyone. It's a little mini-series that we've been doing over the last few weeks, and during that we've thought about the inclusive nature of faith and belief in God by following Jesus and acknowledging the Spirit within. I wondered what the message of inclusiveness really means to society today. One of the main headlines over the last few weeks was the death of George Floyd, a tragedy highlighting the abuse of power, intolerance and the lack of justice that dominates societies around the world today. Floyd's death has resulted in riots, acts of violence, and has widened into increasing public awareness of slavery and of racism. In many countries, statues have been damaged and people hurt in demonstrations. By focusing on the violence of past slavery and racism, more acts of violence have been triggered today. Is that the right outcome? What lessons have we learned or not from the past? Looking around the world, many of the great public institutions of today were initially financed in ways that are now unacceptable. In Bristol, for example, Edward Colson was a slave trader, but he was also a philanthropist who built and supported schools, almshouses and a concert hall. The popular hymn "Amazing Grace" was written by John Newton, who was initially a slave trader, but later on he rejected the slave trade and became a clergyman. These are the facts and they cannot be undone. Colson's statue was pushed into the waters of the docks, and yet "Amazing Grace" continues to be sung. I offer no judgment, beyond suggesting that history is complicated and the present is rooted in the past. For example, what about my past? Is all that I have done worthy of praise? Or are there some incidents and beliefs in my past that I'd rather not be judged on now? Does the past have to dictate our future? For the past few weeks, we have recognised that everybody has a past, a history, and yet God still values and welcomes us as we are today. God invites us to step away from the enslavement of our past and to learn to live lightly and freely. In God, we have a different future. Matthew presented Jesus as the new Moses. Moses, who in his past had been a murderer. The family of tribes that made up Israel had been held in slavery by an Egyptian king, a Pharaoh, and God had heard their pain. God had made Pharaoh release them from slavery and enabled Moses to physically lead them away from the past slavery into the freedom of the future in a new land. Jesus, this new Moses, led and still leads God's people away from the slavery of their past and into the freedom of the future. In Jesus, the future is unshackled by the wrongdoings of the past. Each and every day gave and gives the possibility, the opportunity of a new future, and that's a good thought. Generally, this past holds us tightly in its grip, and that message of freedom is ignored. Being in this enslaving rut seems to be humanity's comfort zone. The message of the Bible, amplified by the life of Jesus, is that each of us can see a different way ahead, see the past in a different light, and see that in the future it could be different for all of us. There's no need to burden ourselves with prejudices and the attitudes of history, of the mindsets and the understanding of the past. The repression of the past is that. It is the past. And yet, if a child born today is surrounded by those who teach him and her that they're going to live well or not because of their ethnicity, of their gender, of their cultural religion, of their physical abilities or anything else, then that child will more than likely grow up accepting these adult-given burdens. The attitudes and the values absorbed during the first 7 years of life are the frame of reference for many an adult. What you and I say and do around children and around each other will change the future. Can we be encouraged to recognise the past, to learn from it and to move on, to acknowledge that the past, yours and mine, and that of our society is complicated, but it needn't hold us back. If the present is rooted in the past, need the future be a copy of that, or can it be better? Our head may wonder about this, but what about our hearts? The Bible emphasises again and again the importance of how children are raised and of how adults can move on. Abraham and Moses physically moved their families and their people away from the past, and the prophets continually urged people to move on mentally. But it was and it is our hearts that Jesus came to change. Jesus' life showed us that the inclusive message of what binds us together is so much greater than what drives us apart. And if enough people act on this and believe this, although every problem might not be solved soon, there can and there will be lasting change. Of course, this is countercultural, but so is much of the teaching of the Bible. The values and the attitudes of the faithful are common values that cut across the expectations of the world. They cut through race and gender and the past, even through victimhood, and give hope of building a better future for all. Matthew recorded Jesus inviting people to come to him and to be freed from the heavy burdens and the expectations of the past. The result will be a light heart, energy, a joy and a zest for today. The future can and will look quite different. everyone can have the chance of a better and more fulfilling life in a caring, inclusive and supportive community. May we all be blessed with freedom given by Jesus from whatever holds us to the past. May we be blessed by the inner nudgings of the Spirit, showing the possibility of something better today. And may we all be blessed with acceptance and value. May we find a welcome and a rest in the Lord, now and always. Amen. And our prayers for ourselves and for others. Let's pray. Lord, wherever we go, we take our burdens with us. The things that are big and the things that are small. All our worries. Cans of worms. Little things. Big things. It's like a Pandora's box when we start thinking about it. There's so much stuff. And we see this in other people and we see this in ourselves. There's shame, there's regret, there's guilt. All these things poison our lives. They make us so tired, so weary. Lord, help us and help others. Help us all to remember that we come to you. You share our burdens with us. That we know that in others there are the same worries and concerns. Help us not to put our expectations on others. Help us all to move beyond those expectations to see what you want us to see in others, and that is love and kindness and grace. Help us to move beyond all these labels we put on others. Help us to move beyond our teams and our tribes, our definitions and our denominations. Help us to see instead grace and peace and caring and compassion. May these be shared in our lives so that others may see you. Lord, there's so much that we can pray for. Hear us as we just take a moment to think of others, to think of ourselves, and lay those prayers at your feet. Lord, may your visions be our visions, your dreams our dreams. Give us strength to step away from the past. Give us compassion for others. Help us to see new beginnings, a new future, and a hope. We offer you our prayers. Amen.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My Savior has ransomed me, and I The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life.
And as we bring our worship to its close, we offer it and all that we bring, our time, our talents, our wealth, our intentions, our hopes and fears, we bring them all together and we pray and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, for ever. Amen. And may you know of the blessing of God, from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with you this day and always. Amen.